George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Terre Haute Symphony, conducted by David Bowden, presents an all-Tchaikovsky concert with pianist D. Wu in the Tilson Auditorium on November 13th. D., you have been described as resting on the cusp of a major career with prizes and honors around the world, a selection of being one of America's rising stars this past year.
Wow, that's great. That's quite, yeah, the title, that was long. I would say, though, it's been very fortunate that, you know, I've had all the opportunities and so forth, and I feel very blessed to be able to perform, and, you know, that's the main goal.
Let me ask a little bit about some of the teachers you've had.
You know, I came to the United States, I was 15, because of Donald Fishbein. He helped me finding a piano. He even covered the first 3 months of expenses as well as the moving fee. I mean, what kind of teacher does that? You know, that was quite incredible. And he really incorporated me into the life in United States and so forth. And I really learned about more mature way of making music. Then I went to Gary Grassman. And Gary, he, you know, it's amazing. You know, he has a lot of wonderful students really doing very well. And the thing is, we all sound different. And the reason is that he let us become who we are. And, of course, I'm still staying in very close contact with him. He's like my musical grandpa. You know, like we still go out and to dinners and so forth. And he's absolutely amazing.
Then I wanted to ask about Jochevit Kaplinsky.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, with Aveda, sometimes the lessons we would just talk, because I needed that. And, you know, sometimes you can feel like there's so many problems, you could not find a way out. And you talk to her about it, and she will give you a very clear path towards it.
Another couple of teachers that are mentioned in your bio are Joseph Kalickstein and Robert McDonald. How did that work?
Well, believe it or not, it worked perfectly fine. I had both of them at the same time for 2 years, and it was fantastic. You know, I did have my concern about sharing teachers, but, you know, with the two of them, they gave very different. Bob, he is amazing. I mean, he changed my way of listening, you know, in terms of how to listen through the notes into the next note, and what is the right sound for the right music and so forth. And that's crucial to music making. And Kalickstein, on the other hand, it's all about the bigger scale, all about, you know, the whole music, what's that about, ideas, what the bigger phrases are. They were amazing and perfect for me.
One of the reviews talked a little bit about your being willing to share the way that you personally respond to the music that you play. And I was curious about your personal response to the first piano concerto by Tchaikovsky.
Oh, six. Well, it's quite an uplifting concerto, of course. You know, it's one of the stable, it's one of those, I guess, the stable pieces in the piano concerto repertoire. Everybody, you know, everybody knows those beginning chords and so forth, and everything, and all the octaves, of course. It's all the octaves. I think it will be really uplifting and somewhat playful in the second movement. At the same time, still soulful, as, you know, Tchaikovsky, the melodies from Tchaikovsky. And, yeah, I think it will be good concerto.
We've been talking with D. Wu, who plays the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1 in an all-Tchaikovsky concert with the Terre Haute Symphony, conducted by David Bowden. That's November 13th in Tilson Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.